Lecture 16, Hermann Cohen's Religion of Reason.
We have reached another transition in our course. Having spoken about Zionism and socialism in the last three lectures, we are ready to tackle a very difficult and complexing figure, but very important for the history of modern Jewish thought. His name is Hermann Cohen, and his life spans from about the middle of the 19th century into the first two decades of the 20th century. It is not only the chronological years that suggest the transition from one century to the other. Indeed, he is the last of a group of thinkers who think alike, who are molded and shaped within the context of German thought, German idealistic thought, and I'll explain that a little bit better as we go on, and conceive of Judaism within the intellectual paradigms of their day, primarily as Judaism being a rational construction of reality. We have seen this already in Geiger and in others, and we are going to see it again in Hermann Cohen. And in some respects, you will see a wonderful parallel between the earlier thought of the 19th century and Hermann Cohen at the end of the 19th century. But he is also the first of a new generation and a new consciousness and a new way of speaking about Judaism, a new discourse that will emerge, partially at the end of Cohen's life, but actually Cohen will become a subject of great veneration on the one hand and great criticism on the other hand, which in turn will spawn a whole new group of disciples who will see the world and their own Jewish identity in different terms. So in that respect, we really have here a transitional figure, one who is part of that older style of Jewish thinking about Jewish identity, and already anticipating a very new consciousness, a new world, which will be the subject of our subsequent lectures. Hermann Cohen is important not only because of his contribution to Jewish thought, but because he was a very important philosopher in his own right. In other words, his fame as a philosopher probably made him more interesting to students of Jewish philosophy, in that he, having made his mark on the philosophical world, moves eventually to consider his own Jewish identity. What was this fame? He was a professor at the University of Marburg in Germany, and he achieved great success as a secular philosopher, and in particular, an interpreter of Kant philosophy, of the philosophy of Immanuel Kant, in particular what we usually call neo-Kantianism. Now, there were several schools of neo-Kantianism, and I will not try to elucidate each of them, but let us simply say that Cohen's fame rested on his particular reconstruction of neo-Kantianism. Let us not try to define it precisely in the context of our course. We need not do so. But what we must do so before talking about Cohen on Judaism is to suggest what are Cohen's priorities and how does he see himself. And here I would like to use the word idealist philosopher. What is an idealist philosopher? What was the goal, the objective of German idealism? Essentially, anything is important if it becomes a construction of thought. The task of philosophy is to discover the logical conditions underlying scientific data, scientific knowledge. In other words, what is the role of the philosopher? He begins with the given facts of reality, the given database. But they themselves do not have any significance unless they are conceived, perceived, unless mind impacts upon that data, so to speak, unless they are brought to a kind of self-consciousness by revealing the common principles at work in them. In other words, this is a world, and I must confess, Cohen is very hard to teach the students because the kind of rationality and rationalism, the kind of assumptions that I'm trying to describe now, are not our world. They are very different. We talk about rationality, we talk about empiricism, we talk about looking at nature. Here, the only thing that is real is what you conceive of in your mind. The highest reality is what you do with your mind. Yes, there are data of sense perception out there,